Welcome back to the OIS Podcast. This week, Dr. Sadri is joined by Christian Roski, a chemist by training who spent 20 years in management roles with big corporations like Bausch & Lomb, Alcon, and Abbott before transitioning over to a startup CEO role with NovaLeak in 2016. Let's hear about NovaLeak's unique platform technology and get some pearls of wisdom.
Good morning, my friends. My name is Dr. Hassan Sadri. I'm board-certified ophthalmologist, also a co-founder and GP of Visionary Ventures here, also located in Orange County, California. I'm absolutely delighted to have Christian Roski here with us from NovaLeak. How are you doing, Christian?
I'm doing excellent. It's great to meet you again, Ethan.
It's great to see you again. And normally we would have a glass of wine or a cocktail at a meeting. But, you know, this is the new medium of us talking to each other. So I'm glad to see you. How's everything? How's the family? How are you guys doing with the COVID situation?
Well, it's doing great. Last time we met on the veranda of, ACRS in San Diego, you remember? It was sunshine only. Now we have sunshine and we're doing this kind of video stuff. And actually, I miss the travel, but I enjoy the digital technology that allows us to communicate and to connect. So family is great. No COVID cases in the company. So in this respect, we're doing really, really great. Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Do you feel like, we're going to start on your background in a second, but do you feel like you're more productive now with the certain sort of efficiencies that are out there now? We're doing a lot more of these, a lot more meetings. Do you feel like less travel, more meetings, or do you feel like it's the same?
No, it's different and it's more productive. Yeah. It's more productive because we have more meetings, less travel, so you have really more activity time. Yeah. And it's more productive because we even think about totally out of the box. So we come maybe to this later, but our technology may provide a lot of opportunities in eye care, but we can do even our contribution in COVID-19. So that was something that kept us fairly active in the last couple of months. Yeah.
So, Christian, I know a lot of people know you in the ophthalmic community. It's a small world. You've been in OIS many times. A lot of people are very familiar with NovaLeak, but some people are not. And you want to tell us about your background and how did you start the company?
Yeah, look, I'm not a very good historian. I'm a chemist, so maybe this is something people can memorize. And I spent most of my business life, now it's more than 20 years in ophthalmology, and got really passionate about that. Most of the time I spent in major pharmaceutical companies, and since 2016, I'm the CEO of NovaLeak, a biotech startup that is trying to transform ocular therapeutics. And that's what we're talking today about.
And then so you have Iosol and the Novotears and all the different things that are in the pipeline we want to talk about. Tell us what's unique about the company and what's your approach towards dry eye disease, inflammatory conditions and whatnot, and what's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, look, when I came across NovaLeak, it was an interesting story maybe to tell, because I was, having a good life in ophthalmology. I was at Alcon, I was Abbott, Bausch & Lomb. And then I got this famous phone call. There was Thierry Cladier, whom I know from Ama Alcon time, and he said, there's a company that you don't know, you need to talk to. And there is Jerry Cagle, who was running basically research and development as a senior executive at NovaLeak, who's at their board, and they need your help. Well, it turned out that they needed more than my help, and I joined the company. And it was truly a life-changing experience. So when I met with NovaLeak, there were basically three things that I got, intrigued immediately. First, the people. I mean, the people are really, and they're all still there. It's so amazing. They're highly skilled, dedicated, really to push the frontiers in ophthalmology and beyond. And really their mission is to transform eye care with this eyesore technology that we are going to talk about. And And then I saw this opportunity. I mean, I was in marketing and sales for basically 20 years in different roles. I started as a junior product manager at Alcon, and I was a general manager, a Novartis corporate executive group manager, an area director. And then there was this opportunity to go back to your roots, being a scientist. It's actually basics chemistry, you could ask, you could say, and then doing something in research and changing ophthalmology, that was obviously something really big. But then there is this kind of biotech shock, I would say, because it's a 100% new stakeholders. I mean, if you're coming from marketing and sales, everything is different. Investors, venture capital, banks, regulatory authorities around the globe, from FDA, EMA in Europe, PMDA. We're even dealing now with China, NMPA. And almost a digital business model, as you obviously know, because failure becomes merciless in our business. And then there was this technology. I looked at the Novalec technology, and I thought immediately, this is going to change. Maybe not only my life, but maybe more. Because the guy who invented the idea replacing water in eye drops and replacing the lipids in eye drops and doing this by adding simply an organic liquid, he was simply brilliant. And he's still with the company for a long time. Because we learned, and I realized that there are more limitations with current medications than really challenges to overcome. So I thought, gosh, that's a once upon a time opportunity in your life. And people often ask me, what makes your product so special? And it's this unique water-free technology. We call it ISOL. So this technology completely opens new and intriguing opportunities to cure, relief, and prevent diseases in various indications. And we started topically, and when you apply our technology topically, you already have the first effect that is so dramatic, because you increase the residual time on the ocular surface from minutes to hours. Imagine an eye drop that doesn't stay for minutes on the eye, but for hours. Mm-hmm. So that is already showing the disruption of the technology. And obviously, with the other properties of spreading that are enabling a high local bioavailability and a better efficacy, we could show in recent years that ISOL can provide a lot of value, being absolutely water-free and preservative-free. And then this interesting feature that we can customize the drop size. We are not limited to physics any longer of water or lipids. We use physics now to customize the drop to the size of the eye, the cul-de-sac. That is obviously fantastic. And yes, there are many applications, we believe, for our technology. We started in dry eye disease, but we believe that this platform technology can really become something like a standard and with many more applications.
It's remarkable. I mean, I was reading up when we were talked originally. You have molecules down to 10 microns, microliters. That's crazy. That's unprecedented.
Yeah, it's amazing. And obviously, we have patented that. And I couldn't believe it if you don't see it. Yeah, you have to see it. You have to see it. And obviously, that allows you to do things that you cannot do. So we can stabilize APIs that they hate water or get basically terminated in water. We can bring the drop size even further down in reality.
That's remarkable. I mean, you and I had talked about now taking this and then going into dry eyes and really tackling. Let's talk about that a little bit. I know you know, we talked about cyclosporin. I know you 0.1% approach, but you also have the NOV03, you call it. These are pretty novel, aren't they?
Right, they are pretty novel. But some people still forget, and maybe we don't talk about this too much, we already have a product on the market.
Yeah.
Actually, two products.
Yeah.
This is Novatias. This product is on the market since 2015. Mm-hmm. It's actually already in the market in Australia. It's PBS reimbursed there. And what is Novatias? Actually, Novatias NO43 is ultra pure perfluorohexyl octane. This is the cornerstone of our company. And with more than 3 million units we have been selling in Europe, this really underlines that we are not a research and development company only. We are already at business stage, commercial stage. We have the ability to manufacture this innovative product and using ultra-pure substances and raw materials. And when we came up with NO43, we were specifically targeting patients with evaporative and tear lipid dysfunctional dry eye. Mm-hmm. Actually, the crowd that basically most eye care therapies avoid, because most targets are inflammatory-driven dry eye disease. So our technology was able to do very unique mode of action because it has the ability to improve the meibomian gland function by resolving the plugging, because NO43 can enter the meibomian glands. And on the other hand, you can immediately stabilize the lipid layer in milliseconds without vision blurring for hours. So that was really the starting point of the company. We licensed that, as you know, nicely last year. We licensed NO43 to Bausch & Lomb for Northern America and to Hengrui Medicine for China. And obviously, we're working with both companies to support them to achieve regulatory approval in those key markets. So that is a very important product for us.
Yeah, and I like what you're doing. You're taking the aqueous deficiency model. You're doing the evaporative, which is a whole other subset of our patients. I'm in my clinic, you know, that's a big subset of patients that the first thing they ask is like, hey, do I have to put this stuff forever? And if they're episodic, you know, and they have MGD, maybe clear that up. You know, it's a different pathogenesis altogether. And then I like what you're doing with, you know, the 7 series, which is the NO07, which is potential. Tell us a little bit about that ocular pain. I'm really intrigued by that and using cannabinoid. I know it's public, so I got to ask you.
Look, I agree with you. We need to better segment patients. And I think we learned over the years that patients are different. There are inflammatory components, but there are other components that are important as well. And tear, lipid deficiency is important, but pain is important as well. So we have an interesting program because we started with Cyclosol, where we for the first time take an API in our technology. And we realize when you put an API in our technology, you can really unfold the full potential of an API. I'll give you the example of Cyclosol because it's so good. There's this myth that the product, that Cyclosol needs 3 to 6 months to really unfold the full potential in dry eye patients. And Cyclosol stings on the eye and patients have eye irritation, so already a pain subject. And we could show with Cyclosol, this is not true. Cyclosporine has a dual mode of action, immunosuppressant, anti-inflammatory, and basically the action kicks in very quickly. We already see improvements after 2 weeks, and we have a pivotal endpoint after 4 weeks, and we have literally very low incidences of intolerability. So when you talk about instillation site irritation, we are in the range of 3% and below in all of our patients. So that is already addressing the pain subject. So we are very excited about Cyclosol. You know, this is our phase 3 program. But you're right. We are looking into the earlier pipeline, and ocular pain is becoming really important because there seems to be patients where basically the healing aspect is disconnected from the pain. Mm-hmm. And obviously nerve generation and pain relief without having an anesthetic effect can be very important. And here we are working with THC, dobratinol, in our technology. And we have very good, let's say, results seen in animals that make us very, let's say, positive about continuing the program. I'm still, let's say, concerned because these THC products are still controlled substances.
Yeah.
So there are challenges both, not only from a clinical point of view, but later on from a commercial point of view. So that is the reason why we are focusing first on addressing the bigger areas of evaporative dry eye disease, or predominantly evaporative dry eye disease, and inflammatory dry eye disease with our technology, because that is something that is much more established. But the pain subject is still on the agenda. Yeah.
So that's great. Let's talk about that, because I know you have partners. I know on the one hand, you're looking at glaucoma, right? But you also have Beta Leak. So that's a partner of yours, right? Is that, can you get the audience a little bit about what Beta Leak is and your other partners, and what's the next 5 years, 3 to 5 years look like for you guys?
Yeah, so let me give you first our strategy. We believe we can and want to build an innovative and leading specialty pharma company like any other. And we have 5 priorities that will bring us to our target. So first is, we want to submit an US NDA and now completing the clinical development for cyclosol in 2021. We believe that is the most precious product currently in our pipeline. It has a unique therapeutic options for millions of diagnosed and particularly untreated patients. And then it comes to Betalic. We founded Betalic together with Barry Butler and his team, because we wanted to get out of this dry eye, I shouldn't say profile, because the technology is much more versatile. So we founded Betalic to advance 2 innovative glaucoma candidates using our ISA technology. And Betalic will bring these products this year into the clinic. So that is truly exciting. And when you think about glaucoma and our technology, it's truly intriguing. Think about the small drop size. It leads to a less systemic exposure and improved safety. Think about the longer residence time and the better penetration that allows us to lower the medication significantly without loss of efficacy. And think about a product that is coming in multi-dose bottles with no need for preservatives, that improves comfort, ease of application, and obviously the reduces the need for preservative. So we are really excited about Betalic, and we keep this independent with Barry Butler. We are very much supporting it from a CMC point of view, and obviously we're looking forward to the clinical trials.
This is great. This is great. That's wonderful. I mean, you're diversifying, which is great. Which then, next question. So financing, someone's going to have to pay for all this stuff. Can you tell us where, when you started, where the company was positioned from a financial standpoint, and then where are you now, and how did you ramp up?
Yeah, so when I came, this was definitely venture-backed capital. We were very fortunate and are still fortunate. We are supported by the Divini Hopp Group. Dietmar Hopp is one of the founders of SAP or SAP in the United States, and he has a significant investment. There are very important companies and popular companies like CureVac. We are most likely more under the radar. But when I joined the company, I think there were 2 objectives that were basically given to me. One is, Christian, we want to bring their technology to really breakthrough. And second is, we want to make this company profitable. So when I look at the business today, is my core business in respect of the products that we have already on the market and the partnerships we are enjoying, we are profitable for the foreseeable future. Cyclosol, we are basically financing with money from the company. So we basically take our own money to invest into Cyclosol. We believe in the product. We want to stay invested. We are committed to bring this to an NDA submission. We don't want to get anybody in. But you're right. Now it's the time to think about what to do with the company, because we believe there is a huge opportunity for Novaliq making a next step if things turn out, in particular with Cyclosol, because our business model, our pipeline, and the products that will come to commercial stage are providing a great opportunity for investors and partners to join. And second is a great opportunity for patients to look for choices in times of where we have so many unmet medical needs still remaining in ophthalmology. So
are you currently, I know you're venture backed. Are you expanding that? What's the strategy now for financing? Are you
going back
investors, or are you getting new investors? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we're looking for new investors. I mean, I'll give you two examples. One is we have so many opportunities we can leverage in our pipeline. Mm-hmm. I think we want to have people participating with a sole investor doesn't work so well. And actually, we are very active in multiple ways. Maybe I should talk at this time that this technology is not limited to ophthalmology. We're actually speaking while we are having this nice podcast here with you, considering entering into dermatology with an external partner. We have already created a team. We have data created. This is sometimes great. If you have a private company, you can do things. And then when you feel ready, you go out. And we see that since we had the successes last year and the successes in clinical development, there's a lot of attention. So, we are talking on a number of areas with investors, potential interesting partners. So I'm in very good faith that many more products will come out of our pipeline.
Yeah, you certainly are covering what I like you doing, the different diversification of disease states, unmet needs. You know, it's wonderful to have. My biggest excitement is just having different technologies for our patients. I mean, at the end of the day, we've learned so much, not just for dry eye disease, but also just glaucoma and what you're working on. And congratulations to you. So as we wrap up, I wanted to kind of get the audience a little bit of words of wisdom, we call it, fireside chat for someone who's going to have legacy behind, for a young entrepreneur, a young Christian coming into, to the field, and also just, you know, is it doable? There's a lot of fear out there, especially with COVID. And, you know, what would you say to the young Christian who's now thinking about entering ophthalmology industry and your career path?
Look, every generation has a different track, and I think you can move the needle in many, many jobs. I was actually fortunate. So let's start with fortune. Yeah. So when I look back, you could argue maybe it was logic joining a startup, somehow a consequence of my career, but obviously this was never planned. So never intended. I think the easiest message is follow your passion. Be persistent and stay professional. And I say follow your passion because when I joined Alcon Ophthalmology, I had very little knowledge about ophthalmology by itself. Well, I had a vision right from the beginning. I was interested in combining diagnostics and therapies to achieve better outcomes. So this is the scientific piece of Christian. And on the other hand, I thought I need to think and collaborate internationally because the challenges are so complicated. You cannot resolve issues in a void. So you need to collaborate. But as I said, I was fortunate because I had great mentors, great medical teachers that exposed me to ophthalmology. And I think what is important for me is maybe those people that are interacting with me is I believe that on my own, we cannot resolve these issues. The eye is fascinating. It's really intriguing, but the eye is complex. Everything is against you. The defense mechanisms are awesome of the eye. So if you want to get a drug into the eye, this is very complicated. It's different from the skin. It's different from, you know, the body where you basically take an oral dose. So the devil in eye care is really in the details. Yeah. So when we talk about innovating in eye care, we say we need to be highly interconnected with the community, with the experts. We need to learn from each other. It's not a one-way street. We need to learn from physicians because they look at diseases very differently than we as a scientist or a researcher or a company. And on the other hand, we need to take our research and share it with others because only if we put information together, we see a bigger picture. And I'm of the belief that in particular, this was helpful for us in developing an effective dry eye disease therapy. I think in the beginning, Novalik was coming out of ophthalmology. The founder was born and raised in ophthalmology like myself. So we thought we have an understanding, but we never gave up in asking questions, what is really going on? And I think we put our contribution to the puzzle of dry eye disease, because I think it's one of the biggest challenges in dry eye, in ophthalmology, because it's complex, because patients are not uniform, and because of the changes, environmental and daily changes that have an influence on this disease.
Very good.
So in the end, I say, first and foremost, you need to love ophthalmology. Otherwise, you cannot change it. Yeah, this is a serious business. So I would say you have a duty to provide returns to your investors. That's a fact. That is not different if you're running a big or a small company. And last but not least, it's all about compliance and quality. Because it's so important. We're dealing with patients. We're dealing with patients. We're dealing with the hopes of people that we can improve their vision. So first and foremost is always quality and compliance in our business.
Yeah, I agree. Well, those are really good words. And I was delighted to spend a few minutes with you today and, you know, all the way from overseas. Thank God for Zoom so we can get you on here and really learn about what you're up to. And so I want to congratulate you and thank you for coming to OIS podcast with us.
No, thank you, Asen. I want to thank really OIS for all the support throughout the years. And obviously it feels like I'm sitting in California on your veranda. It's a bit more colder here in Germany. Mm-hmm. And I hope that there will be a time to reconnect, because I think digital is great. But it would be good to meet some friends and partners and experts soon again. Yeah,
absolutely. There you go. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Likewise. All the best. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us this week. And be sure to register for the European Ophthalmology Innovation Showcase on September 23rd, featuring a group of startup CEOs and the heads of several large players like Alcon, Rayner, Cifi, and Theia Pharmaceuticals. Register at OIS.net today.